So after the last meeting that we had, I was able to take my CSOs through on the Safeguarding Matters Model 1 using the same Model 1 that we use to practice here. I support three organizations and I took them through on that. Thankfully, it was quite helpful. I actually called it basic training on safeguarding matters, and it's helped to a very good extent to give them that background understanding with better clarity on what's expected of them as an organization to do in terms of safeguarding. It also gave the organization leaders, because they are executive directors, we are all in the meetings, and it gave them that opportunity to think, to start thinking outrightly on how their various organizations can make certain decisions in terms of mitigating safeguarding breach, in terms of setting up policies, code of conduct, other people who are associated with the organization who also need to be given attention to and also be informed of what their safeguarding protocols are about. So, like, they started thinking in what ways in their program implementation can a child or other vulnerable adults be put to risk or harm. So in their, because it was a very broad discussion forum for us. So as we are thinking, they are mentioning, they were now talking about even the vendors that supply food to their people during meetings, you know. And then for some of them that also work with school children, they were now talking of taking the teachers through as well on safeguarding, getting them to understand too that they also have to play a role in protecting these children from sexual exploitation, abuse, and harassment. So it was quite a nice discussion for, and they then came up with strategies on how they can strengthen their organization's policy to cover for the staff and other associates that they work with. And one striking thing for them, for most of the organizations, was the video in the Module 1. The video where you heard the voices of some survivors. We also try to discuss, have some form of discussions around it from each of the survivor that testified. I will ask them what do they think, what could have been done better. For example, the one that wanted to report of the harassment, but unfortunately the harasser was the HR, you know. So I will ask them, what do you think? Should she keep quiet? What could she have done better? So it was also a discussion platform for them. And even the survivor that mentioned about the organization paying more attention to protecting their integrity, their reputation, and all that. So we also had a discussion around that. And I also tried to explain and convince them that what matters is for the organization to set up a strong safeguarding standard and ensure that due diligence has been done. So that if there is any breach of any kind, the organization does not have to panic about protecting integrity or reputation, because you've done your own bit. Then, of course, everyone will know that the perpetrator acted on their own accord and will bear the brunt.